Travis Kelce spoke after practice yesterday as we were actually driving back. And, of course, these days he really does like one media session during training camp, and that's about it at this point in time in his career. This could be his last year. You guys heard this morning, obviously, the Travis Kelce Day show that the guys were doing here on the station as well. And I thought there were a couple of things that Travis said that were interesting, including what his goal is really in 2025.
Trying to win Super Bowls, man. It's the only way you get there. And I think it starts in the offseason and kind of when you get out here to St. Joe and you get in a training camp, man, it really signifies like coming together, the chemistry, the culture that you need to have to keep getting better every single day, every single week throughout the year, and hopefully playing your best football by December, January, and February.
He also said he considers St. Joe a sanctuary. He's mentioned that before. He loves the fact that it is truly just football. He takes on the same mentality as Andy Reid, which is we're going to get away from the city and we're going to literally lock in. We're going to stay in dorms. It's an old school approach, and there's only about five teams now in the league that do it. Obviously, his goal at this point is Super Bowls. He's already, like all the accolades, the consecutive seasons,
the
1,000 yards, and all that. That stuff is furthest thing from his mind at this point, especially since he sat out a game a couple years ago that ended the streak. It is obviously about rings. It is about Super Bowls. And just now wondering what's that accolade sheet going to look like from a Super Bowl perspective when he's inducted in Canton and whenever, five years from now, if you think he's retiring soon, 6 years from now?
Look, I don't want to underestimate, because I do think that it's kind of important to note. It's one of those things that people are like, well, everybody only wins the Super Bowls. I'm like, no, they don't. Okay? I've been around a lot of different athletes and a lot of different sports. No, they don't. It is not the only thing they think about. They do not grind only at the hope of winning a game. That is not every player on every team that you cheer for. That has never been the case. That will never be the case. It is rare still, in my opinion, to get a player of Travis Kelce's caliber who is only about that now and only that. He genuinely, I do not think, cares if he finishes a game with 15 yards and a win. If it is a win, he is good. Everything else is fine. I don't need the numbers. I don't need the targets. I will get the targets, but I don't require any of that in order to be happy about what it is. And so if you've got Patrick, who I think was just wired that way from the beginning, and Travis, and now I think Chris Jones is on board with that, I do think that changes a lot. And I don't think that was – I'm not saying Travis never cared about winning. He did. Obviously did. He was a very passionate guy. The reason why he probably yelled about this guy doesn't deserve to work at Foot Locker was based on his competitive nature. But he had other things pulling him in different directions, and I would say that that's not necessarily a bad thing all the time, as it looks like Brian Cook got a pick.
Yes.
But it's yes, now at did. The stage of his career, Gold, you're right, where I think it is singular for him, and that this offseason put a whole nother level on it for him. That's why I told you, like, had I not seen, like, the kind of work he put in the offseason, I'd have been back like, okay, the 1,000-yard stuff might be gone for Travis and maybe just, like, a 900-yard guy, and that works. Most teams do not get a 900-yard receiver. You might think a Travis Kelce season is stinking last year. He was, like, the third most efficient tight end in the entire NFL. I think he's right back to the top of the food chain with this kind of stuff, even at his age, because there's not much. He was just way above everyone. So him coming back to, like, an age-related thing just puts him back with the other top guys.
So, I love everything that he's done in the offseason and how he looks. I don't know if suddenly he's going to be the best tight end in football again. I think that ship has sailed. But can he be a top three or four tight end? Yes. That's still
might
in the
cards. Might be Brock Bowers' crown for a while.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't think he's getting to the point where he's the best tight end in football anymore. But that's fine. If they can get him to where he's the consensus is he's the third best tight end again, that's fine. So many people have written him off and said he's washed and that he's done and there's nothing left and all that. That stuff is what he can prove wrong very quickly this season. He also talked about what he's seen from another tight end in that room, and that is Bob Tonyan.
Big Bob, man. Big Bob, he's been so awesome to have in the building since last year, and obviously over the offseason and everything. Known Bob for a while through the tight end world, and it's just a pleasure to have that guy in here, man. Always a high-energy guy, always in a good mood and ready to play some football the right way, man. And if you've been out here, you've noticed how good Noah Gray's been, man. He's really taken it up to the next level, man. He's an absolute stud. And I don't think I've seen him lose a single rep yet, man. He's awesome right now, and it's fun to see him kind of take those next steps, getting higher and higher up on the board and becoming more accountable, man. Him and Pat are on the same page right now. It's fun to watch.
A lot of praise there for Noah Gray. Robert Tonyan does look good out here, by the way, and he's going to make this football team. But Noah Gray,
he was on the Chiefs' social media, unlike our camp darlings.
Yep.
He was on there making a one-handed catch.
But Noah Gray, it's interesting. You know, he gets the extension last year. We had him on the show last week, I guess it was. And I wonder if some of this is not only Noah Gray getting better, but also Travis knowing that this is the guy that not only is his reps up, but a year from now, there is a real chance that Noah Gray's the number one tight end for this football team.
I think if he's the number one tight end tomorrow, next year, whenever, he is immediately a league average tight end at worst. I mean, just immediately, a league average tight end at worst. That's where I think
he
is.
We're spoiled in Kansas City, so unfortunately, no matter what he were to do, people are going to act like he's not good. Because we're so used to the Gonzalez's and the Kelsey's in Kansas City, we've been spoiled.
It's insane. The 15th tight end in receiving yardage last year had 548 yards. Between 15th and 6th best was only 150 yards from 200 yards, not even. 548 to 726. You get to 700 yards, Gold, and you would have been the 8th best tight end in the league, only behind Kraft, Laporta, Kelsey, who'd be gone off of this list, so I guess then you'd be 7th. Jonnu Smith, Kittle, McBride, and Bowers. You don't have to be Bowers, McBride, and Kittle, the only guys over 1,000, completely separate from the rest of the group, to be one of the better tight ends in the league. If Noah Gray was a 650-700-yard receiver next year, let's say he's a full-time tight end, he's immediately one of the 15 best tight ends in the league. It's just he's not the best, which is what we're very accustomed
to.
Yeah, so
it's a tough spot for him to
be in.
It
is, but like I think if we can all use a little common sense on it, we can appreciate that you're not hard up for it. And that really what this means is you got to be great at wide receiver. What tight end, what Travis Kelce has truly allowed this team to do during this time is it has allowed them to be worse at wide receiver pretty much the entire time. Same with Tony Gonzalez. I'm not saying that Eddie Kinnison didn't have good years, but at no point other than the brief stretch they had Tyreek Hill, the 5 years they had him, did they have one of the 5 best wide receivers in football. At any of the Tony Gonzalez and Travis Kelce here, they never had one of the 5 best wide receivers in football. And that is because they had Tony Gonzalez and because they have Travis Kelce. If Noah Grazier won, I would work on having one of the 10 to 15 best wide receivers in football. I would work on trying to have your A.J. Brown. And Rashee Rice might be that. We don't know.
Yeah, and if it
it's
becomes
like I'd work on that.
In a long-term issue, if it's something you don't feel good about, you can obviously always explore the draft and a fairly high pick in a year or so. But Noah Gray is obviously
tough. Good luck finding a 1,000-yard tight end in the draft, you know?
Yeah, he's obviously positioned. Well, you say that, and there's more and more of them coming out feeling every year. I mean,
and yet still there were only 3 guys with 1,000 yards last year.
Well, Sam Laporta had a disappointing season.
He really
but
did.
Yeah, but yes, and I think Laporta can get back to that. But
and Mark Andrews has had seasons like that.
One last thing from Travis Kelce, though, after practice yesterday, he talked about a rookie, Rashard Smith, who everybody's obviously excited about and who has the ability to catch the ball to the backfield. Maybe Saturday night is an opportunity where all of a sudden his story, you know, blossoms from a camp perspective. Here's what Travis Kelce had to say about Rashard Smith.
Yeah, he had a bunch today, man. The guy that that has all the athletic talent, man. And we love what we've seen so far in terms of his growth every single day. We're throwing a lot at him. There's a lot you got to do in the running back room, and you know, I think he's going to keep getting better and better as these weeks go on, and you'll see it in the preseason games too.
Saturday night. I honestly like we'll do this tomorrow probably, but if you're just predicting like the player on Monday we're all talking about out of a preseason game, he is, if not at the top of the list, he's number 2 or 3 of the player that I think, just because of how many reps he's probably going to get.
Yeah.
Don't you feel like Rashard
Carson
Smith,
Steele feels like he ends up getting a touchdown,
you think,
in the fourth quarter of this game?
It feels like a Rashard Smith, you know, I would have said Tyquan Thorne, but because of the injuries, they may not even play him much Saturday night.
He might have to, I mean, because there's no Rashee Rice and Hollywood Brown at practice right now. Might want to be careful with Tyquan. Not hurt your. Might be a lot of Jason Brownlee coming up on Saturday night, right?
We
might.
Yeah, Brownlee could be a late
Elijah
addition.
Badger in him, yeah.
One of those guys could be the late addition.
I don't think just
Camp Island.
I don't think just a touchdown alone would get Elijah Badger in there. But if it was a sick catch for a touchdown, then we might be having a conversation. He was already a fringe island guy anyway. I really regret not taking him instead of Elijah Mitchell. But in the same time, Elijah Badger would have already been kicked off too. So, like, no matter what, I'd have been without my guy. So it hurts either way.